That's Thomas Wright Waller. You know him by the nickname Fats. Fats Waller was one of the country's most prolific piano composers and a beloved entertainer. A new CD collection of his work was released this week. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates listened to it and has this report.
Dan Morgenstern is director of the Institute of Jazz Studies at Rutgers University, and he's been a Fats Waller fan for decades. In 1938, he was barely 9 years old, settling into life in Denmark after his family fled Hitler's Austria. As a treat, his mom took him to a concert hall in Copenhagen one evening. That's where he got his first eye full of Fats, all 6'2 and 285 pounds of him.
I had never seen anybody remotely like him, and of course he was an electrifying performer. And even though I didn't understand more than a few words of English, it was very easy to understand what he was communicating. And one of the things that he communicated was the tremendous beat that he had.
This was not namby-pamby piano. It was, says writer and jazz critic Stanley Crouch, an especially muscular kind of music.
He had an enormously powerful player. He could really, like, as they say in the jazz world, he could lift the bandstand. And if you stood up there with him and he started playing, you were going to play better, if only to keep from being overshadowed by your accompaniment.
That ability is evident in If You Got to Ask, You Ain't Got It, a 3-CD compendium from Sony Legacy, which contains some of Waller's best music.
You know, there are a number of wonderful instances of Waller pulling things apart.
Oren Keepnews has produced jazz records for more than half a century, including an earlier chronological compendium of Waller's music. He organized this set in three parts. In one, Waller sings and plays his own compositions. Two is a strictly instrumental section, and in part three, Waller plays, and sometimes attacks, popular songs of the day.
I mean, one of my absolute all-time favorites of his interpolations, there's a Tin Pan Alley standard called It's a Sin to Tell a Lie.
Be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Hearts have been broken, yes, yes. Just because these words were spoken. You know the words that were spoken? Here it is. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
And yes, that's about as good an example of Waller at his extreme best.
These impish ditties led some people to assume that this was the complete Fats Waller. Not so, says Stanley Crouch.
Yo, your feet's stupid.
So on the one hand, you have a guy who becomes famous not so much for being the great piano player that he was, but for being a great comedian in a musical context. I think that as Martin Williams, who's known as the Dean of the Jazz Critics, once said, he was caught inside his persona.
Dan Morgenstern agrees that the musician in Waller was sometimes given short shrift by people who didn't listen carefully.
He was a brilliant entertainer. Sometimes the sophistication of what he was doing on the keyboard kind of got lost. It's a pity that he never got to record his favorite organ music, which was Bach. I mean, he was a master of the pipe organ.
Echoes of that can be heard in this version of the Rodgers and Hart favorite, Thou Swell. Waller died in 1943 on an eastbound train. He'd caught pneumonia while performing in Hollywood. He was 39 years old. And since then, there's been plenty of argument as to who, if anybody, is the next Fats Waller. Producer Oren Keepnews says that discussion is beside the point.
I think, you know, rather than try to worry about him as an influence, enjoy him as a talent.
Not a hard assignment at all. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. A misbehaving, saving my love for you, for you, for you, for you.
Need some additional fats in your musical diet? We've got some nice selections at our website, npr.org.
It's you that I'm thinking of. Hey, misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Leave me. I don't stay out late. No place to go.